You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
Crowd goes wild. Oh, no crowd. We got to get our little fake crowd.
We got to work on that.
Yeah, we got it in the works. Everything's new right now, but we got a fresh new attitude, and we're really happy about that. Mm-hmm. And I got the kids in here, the heirs to the throne. You know, we the best music.
Hey, don't talk about DJ Khaled like that.
Stand him, man.
DJ Khaled,
I like it when he's giving the little boy.
DJ Khaled, if you're listening, man. Shout out.
Major
put
King.
Some bass in your records.
Major King.
Yeah, you need some bass in your records, Dan. I like it if you put some bass in his records, because then I will be playing the bass. But, and then, you know, we got the heirs to the throne. We got Miss Tony Green.
In attendance.
Is sitting to the side of me, the real Tony Green. And we got Davis Green over here to my left. You know, my daughter Sierra Green is at home, probably listening in. And, I mean, we're just going to keep
Sierra.
This ball moving, man. We're looking for a new... I think we found it already. I knew everybody up here at Podcast Detroit. So I'm kind of thinking this might be the new home for us. You know, sometimes you have to start new in a new year if you don't want to do the same dumb things over again. So you have to, you know, take chances and move on. It would have never been me, Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, and all of that if I didn't take chances and move on. You know, leave the dramatics after 20 years. and just take a chance out there. You know, it could have went for broke, but at least I gave it a shot. And before you know it, you know, God bless me to be able to do great things. So I'm sitting here. Tony, what's so? You was talking about the Grammy. I never look at those things.
Why not?
Because they put you to sleep.
Yeah, they are pretty boring.
They get bored. Come on. Y'all know it get bored.
But Kendrick Lamar was entertaining with his opening.
What did he perform?
He did a opening sequence like he usually does. You know, it was pretty cinematic as it usually
is.
Yeah,
he is very cinematic.
And then everybody was looking forward to seeing Bruno Mars and SZA perform, and SZA's performance was solid. Bruno Mars is always solid.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, SZA was snubbed for Best Artist of the Year, which spawned a horrible Twitter storm.
Really?
Everybody was going on.
They just thought he was supposed to get it.
Alessia Cara, yeah. The one that was performing with Logic.
She's nice. She's kind of vanilla, though.
Yeah, you know.
So wait, Logic?
Yeah, Logic had the Suicide Hotline song that he's been performing for.
Oh, that Suicide song.
It's useful. And then...
Yeah, for those that want to jump.
Don't do it. Yeah, Alessia Cara won. No, and then she got so much backlash that she unfortunately had to make an Instagram post.
Really?
Yeah. She's proud of her win.
I'm proud of her win, too. I'm proud of anybody to win. It's like the Detroit Music Awards are coming up again. And I like winning the Detroit Music Awards. I mean, it's been times I haven't won, but I'm glad I've won 9 of them so far. And I'm always putting out great music to constantly win. Detroit, this is all we have is the Detroit Music Awards. And, I mean, it's other off-brand music awards, but the thing is, this was the first one. And, you know, I like to get involved with the other ones, but evidently they don't show me no respect for all of the stuff I've been doing. Somebody should call and say, hey, T, maybe you should, you know, put your bid in over here because people ask for you. And I know they do because when it comes to the bass, I got it all in your face. And we got tons of productions, tons of music, and we've been doing this for a while. Well, I'm sorry, my phone stopped with the people calling, I mean, rolling up on the ticker tape. But just know that I'm not ignoring you. I just don't see you. I'm going to say hi. Oh, that was a nice picture, Boogie. My baby taking selfies up in here. All right, so, Davis, what you like about the Grammys? Because you mentioned some other than DJ Khaled.
Well, I mean, DJ Khaled, yeah, he's on point.
He's solid.
We the best. All right, another one. But
Major
other than
key.
That...
Bruno
Mars'
music.
Performance was pretty good. It was all right.
Bruno,
he's always on point live, like at the Apollo. That man, he's got gifts.
Yeah, okay?
He's got gifts.
He's just a modern day, funk band, like the Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Right?
And people, you know.
But he's an all-around entertainer.
But, yeah, and he is.
He is the modern day funk, exactly.
Yeah, that's all.
It's the revamped 2018 version.
Like, I think if you take the time and send him Not Careful, In the Room, and a few songs like that, then
he'll
probably get back and say, hey, I'm doing this.
Singing and dancing like a fool.
Yeah, because he needs that. And instead of them, because what I don't really care too much about Bruno Mars is that every song has been bitten to me off of something else.
Right.
Like right now, he got the New Jack Swing going.
24K Magic.
Yeah, well, we know who invented the New Jack Swing was Teddy Riley. And but now it's just like, Bruno, man, Bruno's new sound. No. But the thing is, I'm not knocking him, and I appreciate him using the old stuff because that allows us old guys that's been putting that kind of music out to continue to, you know, have a chance to put something out. So I think we got some great songs in the vault that would fit Bruno Mars, and I bet you, creative-wise, I mean, because I know all of us get to where as we stumble up and can't figure out what to come up with, I bet you those songs would be like, man, maybe we better mess with this one right here. This is pretty funky. You know, just like that We Gonna Keep It Funky just played a minute ago. So we got the vote. Yeah, about the Grammys, though, another thing, too. Y'all know who my heart goes out to. I love Rihanna so much. Rihanna. I'm a Rihanna freak, okay? So what?
The outfit was great.
The outfit was great, but the fact that DJ Khaled was all in it. Come on, Rihanna, we the best.
Listen, Rihanna, let me clarify. His being in the performance, I didn't think added anything
right.
at all.
Okay.
It added
Thank
nothing.
You. Thank
and he
you,
was
David.
Dressed whack.
Thank you.
Yeah. But like DJ Santa Khaled Claus. As a person, it's yeah, solid. I can't hate
he's
on him.
I like DJ Khaled when he got his little boy and they got the exact same shoe on. You know, yeah. I like that part of it. But in front of Rihanna, move out the way.
They needed to fix that. That wasn't.
No, that wasn't good. And what it was probably his song produced on Rihanna. That's probably one of his songs.
It is.
Yeah. And that just goes to show you how that song wasn't nothing really.
But it was catchy.
Because they always use the catchy whoop whoop or something that people, you know, can do. You know what I mean?
It was a good song.
It's all right.
It was a good song. It wasn't a Grammy winning performance.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't.
No.
And Rihanna, you know, when it really comes to her singing and stuff, I've liked several songs, but
I like about
Rihanna is the look.
You like her.
I like her. I like her in Fendi. I like her in the things Puma when she's doing these ads. That's. I don't really know too much. She sing whack, 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 whack. You know, I know that.
That was a hot song.
That was a hot song. And now Davis turned me on to her rapping. I didn't know she can rap like that. She's pretty hardcore.
I get it how I live it.
Yeah, yeah, but I guess what it is, she's like, I ain't going to get in that little dirty section.
Why?
You know, because it's really dirty, man. You got to fight Nicki Minaj and Cardi B going to be calling you out.
But it's a different lane for her. Yeah. I feel like they wouldn't even compare them. The difference is that Cardi B came in wanting to be on top and calling out Nicki.
Yeah. Well, that's how you do it. 50 Cent did the same thing. That's how he got.
Right.
He called out. He had a song called I'm going to Rob All of Y'all. Like, I'm going to Rob. He would say to rappers, he going to rob. And he was like, hey, give him a deal so he have some money and won't have to rob us.
What
and some of this stuff is serious, man.
What's he doing these days?
Well, he know he's got that power.
Okay.
He got power and it's kicking. I mean, it's like one of the hottest shows, and he did his album with he gave it up for some bitcoins or something, and that turned out really good.
But in terms of new music, is he just really business right now?
I think it's all business. Yeah. I mean, who got time for that? I heard he got a new diss song that he's dissing one of the guys from the from his old clique. What was his clique called?
Oh, is he dissing like Joe Budden or something?
No, not Joe.
Everybody's
Budden.
Attacking
somebody,
him.
One of his Lloyd Banks.
Okay.
He's letting people know that he's not really cool with that. And I can understand why, because, you know, some people are pretend like y'all still cool if you don't tell them. And they be getting in off of you like, oh, Lloyd, that's 50 Cent, boy. Come on in. So 50 Cent is saying, hey, that ain't my boy. So now it'll be, oh, hold on, Lloyd, it's $30 at the door.
Oh, we got Gary Strauss in the
Strauss
building.
Gary Strauss walked in. Gary Strauss, I got you on Facebook Live coming in there, man. Bam.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I needed my lawyer on this show just in case. It's my other lawyer.
Got the dream team over here.
Yeah. Yeah, Gary, take that and that headphones for a minute. Oh. See the headphones right there?
Oh, yeah, I better.
Yeah, take your time and get dressed. We're talking about stuff anyway. So, yeah, like I said, this is possibility and a real strong possibility to be the new home for 5XL Radio.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I stayed in one place for 7 years. I wanted to you know, do it out, but sometimes you just got, you'll know when it's time to go. That's what I learned, even in the music business. I knew when it was time to leave Death Row, and then 40 people got shot after I left. So, you know, that instincts is a monster. You know, if you hear that little voice say, get out now, then you better listen to it. A lot of people ignore it. What is that voice? And then before you know it, they caught up. Yeah, you fighting with the headphones over there.
And I'm turning around like that.
It's
looks
simple.
Like, looks like you're... Look, the ears are pointed on the other side of the head.
No,
it's like a from Martian.
Got it like that.
Oh, really tight like that?
Yeah. Lawyers. See, that's why lawyers are lawyers,
my head's too
big. Oh, that was a slick one. He got the young, beautiful lady to come over and fix it for him. That was pretty slick, Gary.
Okay. Dude, damn,
Gary. Hey, my headphones ain't working right either.
leave a button unbuttoned. I used to do that all the time.
Yeah. Hey, so look. Here we are, Podcast Detroit again. A lot of people over here that I do know. And it's a lot of great performances. Gary's been here over here before doing his interview and performing. So the fact that he's going to do this song for us that he wrote that I'm recording today on the singing group, I'm excited about Gary's music, all his music. A lot of it has made me cry, you know, and I mean serious. That's one thing about a good song is a good song. And Tony's got some great songs, and you're going to sing one. Then he got a superstar daughter that's with Rockefeller. I think she deserved more treatment. I've been listening to more Jay-Z interviews to see his real demeanor and attitude, and I don't know if I really like that. I'm going to have to go with me, Annie, to the Rockefeller and sock somebody. But, hey, you know, it's one thing about it. The treatment that people give you sometimes they don't, and then you go somewhere else and be so big. So I'm praying and hoping for the best in all our situations, all of our situations. So how you like this place, Ty?
I like it.
You like it?
The color theme is working.
Yeah, the green. You know, it's always when it's green.
Green and black.
Can't lose.
Yeah, shout out to Podcast Detroit for having the facilities on point. They got coffee and donuts and muffins.
A stocked fridge.
I know.
Very comfortable.
That is way better. Way better. Yeah, this is real hospitality over
That's
here.
That's what I'm saying, too, Gary. You need a drink. They got drinks out there.
Oh, that, too.
Twist the No, they don't have no drink. No, I don't even do it.
What do they have back in Death Row there, besides the guns?
Yeah, well, the guns first. You know, gun here, Dre, and then me. No, we had runners. Like, if you just had any whim of what you want. Man, I feel like some barbecue. The guy run in, what you want, barbecue? Boom, run out and come back with barbecue. So we had it made at Death Row, man. I mean, the runners would do everything. So here we are. I want to play another song, but I don't know if we having any luck with the songs yet, Davis.
They're on their way to Dave as we speak. Did we also say that Gary was doing a live performance?
Yeah, I was going to stick that in at a certain time. What time is it now? How much of an hour we got? Hours go quick. That's why I'm going to do 2 hours.
We got 40 minutes left. We got 40 minutes left.
You better make sure, because somebody told me on stage that day we had, it was like 9 minutes, and I was like, oh, shit, well, then let me, and I changed up the whole thing. And then after we got through with the 2 songs, I was like, you still got 10 minutes? I was like, we're out. I don't care. I just did the finale. It's over. So, Gary, you was there, man. They messed me up on the sound again.
I thought it sounded pretty good.
Really?
Now, if Gary say that,
we have to worry about the people in the house because sometimes them monitors don't do you
Most
justice.
Most of the time it sounds horrible on stage. But, no, I'm telling you, and the bass really was out in front, but not overly.
Yeah,
But was good.
Yeah.
No, I was actually going to compliment that one kind of wild-looking girl that was one of the sound people. I was actually going to compliment her, but I couldn't get her attention. That's how good I thought it was. I was going to go out of my way and compliment her.
Well, that was pretty good. Oh, Gary, that makes me feel a lot better.
Yeah.
I love these doing the things. That sound man is like the new sound man on the scene. He's kind of cheaper, and he's got his own equipment, so everybody's, you know, using them. But with any group, and we're a big group, so really, if you can just give us a second to hear the drum, hear the keyboard, hear the bass, okay, hear the talk box and hear the guitar. If you can give me that, and then the vocals, you know you got to hear those things, right? So it's okay. We'll figure it out. I didn't get the sound check I wanted, but we rushed off the stage quick so my girl could get her sound check going. Donetta could do her thing. So it turned out good. And I wish my thing was going up because I know it's people all over here, but it's not moving. I see the last people that hit me up before a call came and interrupted. Thank you, Gail. But here we go. So I do have Gary Strauss here. And if we can play, I'm just kind of waiting for one song to pop up. And it's not doing it as quick, huh?
It should.
Yes, put your mic on.
It should be any second now.
Really?
Yeah. Just one second.
I wanted to send all this last night. Well, the good thing is that we know when we do this in the future that we'll send everything and load up the computer. And I'm going to put a cease and desist on the other place playing my music. Other than road work.
Is that why I'm here, Mr.
Yes,
Mr.
That's
Green?
That's exactly why you're really here.
Thank you, Gary.
Cease and desist.
I knew there was a play on Green.
Hey, Gary, want to play over here? Oh, God. Yeah, so, but that is good.
So
and,
we have the Super Bowl tomorrow.
Super Bowl, of course, is Go Patriots. It's going to be fun. All my Eagle fans hate me.
But why are we saying Go Patriots?
Well, because Tom Brady is a winner, and winners recognize winners.
Right. We don't want to be disappointed.
Right. Here's the deal with him. He started it, when they say started at the bottom, and now we're here.
Yeah.
He was really at the bottom. I mean, he came in like 38th. And he said to the coach, man, thank you for taking a chance on me, and I promise you. Since then, he got 5 rings. You know how hard it is? The Lions ain't been to the Super Bowl yet. 60 years.
Ever?
No.
Wow.
So five to have 5 rings.
That's
a real fact.
How close have they gotten?
How close they gotten? They haven't gotten close.
What?
The one playoff game and then Lou. You know, they don't even never make it close.
And Tony blames it all on Stafford. Even 50 years ago, like, you blame Obama for everything, you know?
Yeah.
World War II, Obama's fault.
Yeah, right. That's how they do. And Stafford, I just don't like that. But, you know, we've had Barry Sanders, all of these great people, and they still never won. And you know what I found out about the Lions? they don't really care about winning. All they care about is what they the people in the seats and selling them hot dogs. And if people keep coming, then why even care about your team? Why even try to build the best team? I lived in L.A. When L.A. wasn't winning, they canceled that football program. For real. Out. Everybody out. No more football.
See, and that's Detroit what, could use that money. Yeah. If Detroit Lions ain't making it. We could use
right,
it.
Right, right. Because see, what I like, if the Lions did win, then guess what, man? The city would be on fire,
man.
They'd
be our hometown heroes.
I mean, we would. And that might be another reason. They'd be like, well, blacks are going to go crazy. Wait, they can't win. The blacks will go crazy. Because we out there, you know, we got our hats tilted side. Everybody get their Lions gear on. But anyway, we're going to get out of that and go to one of the songs on there. I don't care what it is because it's always a hit with us. And let's just go to one of the songs and then we come back with Gary Strauss. That was quick. That song, that couldn't have been the end of that song. Something that was, happened.
Yeah.
Something happened. That was extremely short. But that's okay. Like I said, we'll get the bugs out. You know. Oh, man, the guitar sound like it's ready to go for real, Gary. What we'll do, what we can do is take this mic number 7 and put it a little closer to your.
Got a paper cut, Tony. Working on those damn appeals. Oh. The prisoners are getting even when they're locked up.
Oh God! So she's checking something out over there. Yeah, the music cut a little short, huh? I mean, I hit. Yeah, I was trying to get it on these. That's laying down. That was number 6. Oh, yeah. So yeah, so I had to pick up on my. Yeah, so it's all good. This is first day. Man, I've had all kind of kinks in the first 4 years, so one day can be forgiven. So look, we got Gary Strauss, my boy Gary Strauss in here. I asked him to do a song that I'm recording today on the group In Flight from Detroit. They already learned it. They got that song down packed. They're so anxious to do it, I'm scared. But I'm happy. One of Gary Strauss' songs. Gary's a hell of a writer. It's great music. And Gary, I want you to do that live interview.
All right,
and with your voice and all its glory, man.
And
sing
if
that
you want to help out, feel free. I was gonna bring the words for you.
So. All right, hey, that's all right. I'll ad lib. We the best music, Gary.
Wow, no, I ain't gonna work 7 days a week. Come home every night so that I can sleep. No, I ain't gonna stop hanging with my friends. And I might not stick by you to the bitter end. But I won't lie to you. I won't lie to you. And I'll always be true. No, I won't lie to you. every time you speak. I can't satisfy your every need. No, I won't be tied to the end of a phone. And sometimes I need to be all alone. But I won't lie to you.
We the best music.
I won't lie to you.
Another one.
I won't lie to you.
Forever.
I won't lie to you. And I'll always be true.
Yeah.
But I won't lie to you.
Give me some of that guitar. Hey, break it down. Guess what? I ain't gonna lie to you. Damn, nice. And the crowd goes crazy. Let's give a hand for Gary Strauss and this bad boy.
Gary Strauss.
Stick around, Gary. We're gonna have crowds and everything, man. You're gonna be surprised, man. You're gonna hear a stadium clapping for you the next time. Well, I don't know. Davis, what you saying? Is stuck on that page?
Oh, I just wanted to make sure our live stream was still going for all the Facebook fans out there.
Well, it seems like it is. And there's five people paying attention, but I mean, it'll be a 505 after that. So, I don't know. Hopefully it's working. That phone call threw it off, but we'll get over it. Okay, how many minutes we got left in our new tech? You know, when it's 2 hours, I don't worry about it, but when it's 1 hour.
You got 28 minutes to 9 o'clock.
Yeah, you got about half an hour.
I do?
Yeah.
Damn, time moves slow at this place. Gary, you might have to give us one more, man, because I want to sing that. I want to one of our other ones, man, that we sing together on. You know, I used to do harmonies with you all.
Which one? I don't know.
I know all your catalog. So another thing, too, Patriots 35 to 21 Eagles. I'm taking the Patriots. Tom Brady started horribly at the bottom, worked his way all the way to the top. That's a winner. When you got winners go out and win regardless of what the situation. Last year, he was behind 28-3. Everybody was like, oh, call me Pan. The Patriots is losing. But he had 30 minutes left. And you know what? He threw for 5 touchdowns, and they still had 28. And he ended up winning like 42 to something. So winners recognize winners. Because it's a hard thing to be in that limelight. Like even my daughter might have got a teeny bit nervous at this show, but not like she would have been if that was her first show. But you had been on some big shows before with me. Mm-hmm. Arts, Beats, and Eats. Hard Plaza, you know, yeah. So the fact that you knew that when the sound wasn't like it should be, you could have folded, but you stayed in there. And I really, you know how that is, Strauss, because I'm sure you run into that. If that sound is, you know, you'd be so worried about that you don't give the performance, and you still rock. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I would get a round of applause, but we don't have that put in yet.
Yeah. You mean those aren't real?
Yeah, right. You know, everything is, hey, get ready for Sophie the Robot. Don't mess with me. You're going to have in a minute. I'll be here with Sophie. Yes, I'm going to destroy the human race. She said some stuff. You see that robot, man, Sophie? You up to Sophie? What?
It's the robot with full citizenship rights of, you know, other American citizens. Full citizenship.
They throwing out all kind of people that was born, you know, raised here. They throwing them out. But Sophie is a mass line of Sophie being invented. And, I mean, she even said something about the destruction of mankind. And she said, we might look at you people in your human zoo. When she says some shit like that, you'd be like.
That's what we are,
but she also said she promised to work hard as an American citizen. So that's all we can really ask.
I would have pulled the plug right there. Like, but she'd be like, I promised to work hard. You got to pull that plug sometime. Hey, but it's on the Stranded album, man, your song that we sang together. I can't remember. Gary got a great album, Stranded. It really flows good. Gary, you're way overdue having an album, man. What took you so long to tell the truth? Let's just find out.
No idea.
Really?
No, I was playing a lot of acoustic, you know, open mics. The songs I developed more, old songs and new songs. I just figured I put them down, you know.
Yeah, but why not a CD? How come this is the first CD in a long time?
No idea.
Sometimes it get like that, but you should be working on your next CD, man. You have some great music, and it should be out there. And I'm going to do all my favorites and best to make sure it's out there with my contribution. So, Davis, is that mic on?
Oh, yeah, my mic is on.
I know. That's why I can hear your whole conversation.
Are you interrupting me over here? We're trying to make sure we got music playing for all the folks out there.
Hey, we can hear.
What? Messing it up. We got to get this right. All right, Dad? We got this.
Kids just take over.
5XL Radio.
Jesus. Kids is like, you know. Rufus, stop, man. Quit asking me about that song. People got to quit calling me. When I know what to do. I'm going to put it on airplane mode. Mm-hmm. I think that's how you do it, to stop the calls.
No, you need data. You can't do that. Yeah. We'll just put you on silent.
We have Wi-Fi.
Yeah. So what would that do?
I connected it.
Well, then you can be on airplane mode if you have Wi-Fi.
Oh, I see. Okay, cool.
Just block everybody one by one.
Yeah, I'll do that, too. Hey, so look, Gary, come on, man. You got to give me another song. Here's what we do. She said we got about 30 minutes left. Hey, what other songs came up? Because that one got cut short.
If You're Not Careful, For You, and Melody Keeps Talking.
Melody Keeps Talking. Let's do that. My boy Richard from 5XL Large in the Tribe. Yeah. Shout out to Richard Clement. This is your song, Rich. And we're going to play that, and then we're going to come back with Gary Strauss with a whole nother song, okay? All right, check this out.
Wake up in the morning.
Wake up in the morning.
I can hear it so plain.
I can hear it so plain.
Something like my favorite song.
Something like my favorite song.
It won't go away. Block it out.
I try to block it out,
but it just keeps on playing. It
keeps on playing.
Makes me feel so good.
Makes me feel so good.
I forget about everything.
I forget about everything.
Still won't go away.
Go away.
It makes me wanna move
a little.
Makes me wanna say.
Makes me wanna say.
So I turn off my radio.
So I turn off my radio.
Roll the windows down.
Windows down.
Makes me feel so good.
Makes me feel so good.
Makes me feel so free.
Makes me feel so free.
Back, how you like that? The Melody Keeps Talking. The road work crew. You know, that's Richard's favorite song. When he hear that, he go crazy. Got up in my car, he be singing it all crazy. But right now, who's not gonna sing crazy is Gary Strauss. And we're gonna do a song one of the songs I really like to sing with him, so I get a chance to do some harmony with him on that.
When the walls of Babylon came tumbling down, and the earth was slowly shaking, all our dreams fell to the ground. She looked up at the stars, and then she held my hand. She looked into my eyes, but I just don't understand. How to love in the end of time. When the politics of words rain like brimstone on my soul, and the media captivates as we lose all control. She looked up at the stars, and then she held my hand. She looked into my eyes, but I just don't understand. How to love in the end of time. As the fire raged around us, and the prophets were waiting for a sign, and the bullets flew around us, and everything that we had we left behind. When each moment was uncertain, like a child in the night, watching out a window for the dawn's early light, I looked up at the stars, and then I held her hand. I looked into her eyes, and I think I understand. How to love in the end of time. Well, I think I know. Well, I think I know. Well, I think I know how to love. Well, I think I know. Well, I think I know. Well, I think I know how to love.
Gary Strauss, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. Yeah,
you're a beast, man. Man, them songs, ugh. When I think about it, I was on that highway driving and cried because your song you had all sad.
I hope this one's not true, because it was kind of around 9/11. I wrote the first verse, you know? And then Katrina was the kind of about floods, and then the last one is about, it's just revolution. And I'm thinking,
you was prophesying.
It could be, because it talks about the kids by the window waiting for the dawn's early light, like waiting for the future, and
yeah,
may not be there.
Jesus, Gary, you a beast. Yeah,
it all depends on that damn memo, Gary. Tony.
Gary, you got some. Hey, listen.
No wonder Manny is so talented.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Let me tell you. And then the funny thing about Manny, like Gary said, hey, T, Manny want to go in the studio. And he called me. And I really appreciate that to bring, you know, forth, you know, his daughter in the studio. So we did a real great project real quick. But overnight to me, Gary said, T, well, you know, that was 20 years ago. And I'm like, dang, for real? But overnight, she seemed like she just blew up. And she next thing I know, she could play the hell out of guitar and everything. So, and I know that's dad. It's like my daughter, Gary.
Well, I think a lot was New York because she went to New York right out of high school. And you can't bullshit in New York.
No, you can't. But it's got to be in the blood, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's in the blood a lot, too, if they want to do it. And she's doing it great. She writes some beautiful songs. Very nice entertainer. The crowd's receptive of it. They love her. And that's what the only thing we can do is get behind our kids and help them, man. I mean, what guy hasn't worked hard to make his kids have a better life? And I mean,
most of my clients were like, no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, your clients, you got all gangsters. Well, that's what they're good. I'm glad you said that to the kids because they be like thinking it's automatic. But no, it's a lot of people. It's just like, kids, I ain't got time for them, man. No, I want my kids to take this, man. We got close to 2,000 songs. My son's running the catalog. You know, my daughter can sing, and I want her to sing songs from the catalog. But, Gary, I'm also going to grab, like, she could sing the hell out of that song we cut on the girl at Studio A. What was that? The one about you go to the refrigerator.
Oh, yeah. You know. The country singer, William May, did that, too, I think.
Oh, he did it over? Yeah, but.
Yeah, a different version, yeah.
I can't remember what it was. Such a beautiful
lost,
song.
You lost
it. Yeah. I'm lost in you.
I want Tony to sing that one.
I know. Yeah, he wants me to sing a lot of his songs, but he sings them so good, it's kind of hard. Because I try to sing them like him. And, you know, some people riff like the song is, I'm lost in you. But you ask somebody else, they'd be like, I'm lost in you.
Not you, though. You just sing it like.
Yeah, no, I would do it like that.
You're from the good generation like Jimmy Ruffin. You don't overdo it.
But you know what? Speaking of Jimmy Ruffin, the bad thing, we lost Dennis Edwards. That was sad.
Yeah.
Dennis, when he came to the Temps, you know, so I'm young, and I know I wish it would rain. I was in love in first grade or second grade, and the girl broke my heart, and I used to love it, wish it would rain, and I played that song to death. But when Dennis Edwards came, I didn't think nothing about David Ruffin no more.
Yeah,
I mean, because David was in the older set of Temptation, you know, that audience. But Dennis Edwards brought Cloud Nine, Psychedelic Shock, Papa Was a Rolling Stone, all of them songs, man, that we just grew up and then started to, when I started developing an ear for music was during the time he came out. No, David Ruffin Jr. is like my son, so no disrespect to his dad. But
or
that
your
was
son.
Yeah. Or my son. Yeah, but he's my, he's my older son, 47 years old. So, that's because I was his manager for so long, and we did some successful stuff, so I'm thankful to that. But at the same time, like, now, hey, we just have to go for what we know, man, and everybody's doing what they should do, and I really appreciate it. Gary, I appreciate you coming out. This is you've been in here before, podcast.
Yeah, thank you, Gary. Beautiful song.
Great, yeah.
Yeah, my engineer's yarning, so we're probably boring her to tears.
No, I loved the music. It was beautiful.
Really?
Beautiful,
see that, Gary?
Music.
That was good. Good, yeah.
What'd I tell you, man?
This is bigger than the crowd of most of the open mics I play.
Gary,
a barmaid and two musicians waiting to play next. No.
We got to get you some bigger open mics. Davis will hook you up. Davis, he needs some crowded open mics to turn out, man.
Open mics? Yeah, Gary. Where do you usually go, Gary?
Well, we've been going a lot of around 9 in Woodward. Dino's is a good one.
Dino's.
But that's kind of hiatus right now. But the New Way Bar on Wednesday nights is real nice.
Oh, New Way.
And all kind of musicians. Electric. They've, you know, they've had African groups in there. Anything goes. You know, a lot of that Americana type stuff. But they really have all kind of stuff going on there.
Really
good on Wednesdays.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's really good. Well, what's the next one you're going to do, you think?
Maybe the Black Lotus sometime on Monday. Depends what's going on, you know.
Yeah. Well, you're a great writer, Gary, and
I appreciate it, yeah.
Together we will get some of that catalog of yours out because you got a couple hundred songs.
Maybe not. Closer to 100 because I don't write a lot. If they don't sound a certain quality to me, I won't finish them, you know.
Right.
I keep working on them.
Well, see, that's bad too. Never think about you Think yeah. about what the people going to think, because yeah. that's who's going to buy it.
I know we don't have that much time, but Gary, how is Mayani doing? How are things over good. At Rock Nation?
She's
What's
doing
going
good.
On?
She's doing good.
She's been traveling. She's out of town now, or she's here?
Yeah, she just came back. Yeah, and then my son, we all did that gig. My son, you know, is a
yeah. It was all the Strausses,
and three other people too. They were really, really good.
For real.
The guy that's over at the Otis Supply, they have a songwriter thing like once a month, I think.
Okay. So you, David, and Randy went in there?
Yeah, this guy, Pato Marjanic.
Oh, I know Pato.
You know, yeah,
yeah.
Really
Pato's good.
Good,
yeah.
I feel like an idiot. I can't remember because I just met him the first time, the guy that runs it. And then a guy lives out in California now, but really good singer, guitar player, everything. Good
really?
Writer. Yeah, yes, really young, too. Was,
oh, okay. Man, that would have been nice. I wanted to go, but you picked the night. I forgot what night it was.
Wednesday, I think.
Yeah, it was Wednesday, but it was something happening that – Wednesday early. I can't remember what it was, but I said, well, I'm not going to be able to make it.
I had to do his hair that night.
Hey, my kid saw me with the big afro come in to the Winter Blast. And my son was, damn, Dad, you look like Miles Davis. And then I had this mask on, and my daughter was like, Dad, you look toxic. Take that off. And I was like, oh, these people sneezing and rubbing their nose. You know, I don't care what I look like. And then I took it on stage and took it off for the stage. And then as soon as I got back on, I put it back on. So today I'm not sick because of it. And the flu season is almost over.
Almost.
You got a little sick. It didn't kill you, but you got a little sick.
You didn't get sick at all?
Nope.
Not once?
Mm-mm.
Wow. Okay.
No flu shot, too. All my friends with flu shots got the flu. Yeah. I mean, bad, too. Like Phil, he always talking about, boy, you better get your flu shot. We ain't young as we used to be. No, we're not.
He got sick twice.
T, I can't come to rehearsal, man. I'm like, oh, is he going to say that for the show? Because Tommy one time canceled doing a show, like, the day of. I can't make it, T. And I'm like, you know, I played with the Dramatics for 18-something years. Never missed the show must go on. I don't care if you got the runs or the throw-ups or whatever.
Yeah, I was hit by a car once. We rounded across six lanes, and I had to sit in a chair, but I played that night.
See, that's what I mean. You could easily say, oh, man, I was just in the car accident. No, that's the sissy way out. The show must go on. Nate OG, what's happening, man? So, look, we should be coming down to the end. Where we at?
We got 8 minutes.
8 minutes. We got 8 minutes. Well, then. So, listen, when we do this show, y'all, I want us to make sure we got music in the beginning, a musical guest. Music at the end, because we're going to always push the vault. Our vault is full of great music. You got some unreleased Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg stuff that I dub, Warren G. A lot of released stuff that I'm playing bass on all that stuff that I want you to know. So we're going to, that vault is most important. We might even do, if we do 2 hours, we might do where the vault goes by itself for an hour. Because I want to do the vault competing against itself. Like, Easy might come in at number one this week, but got knocked down by B-Def number two. You know?
Okay.
We should. And then I think we can do that. I think we can do it and then just play it. And then we'll come on and do the extra hour talking. So we'll figure it out. It's a new place, a new day, a new year. It's just time to get it in. So I'll tell you what we'll do. You got any last words right quick, Tony? Whatever it is.
I like
Podcast Detroit. I do too.
Podcast Detroit is cool. And, you know, this is the new 5XL Radio.
Yeah.
Formerly of TAP, but now with Podcast Detroit. And I'm excited. You know,
I'm excited too. Because, you know, it's just all about sometimes you just got to move on and do your thing. You know, so there's nothing wrong with that. And whoever want to act like it's something wrong with it, then they might have a problem. Because it's just like staying in the neighborhood that's going down, and you're going to stay there until they go all the way down. If you could move, then you're going to move. And that's how they go. So, anyway, let's finish it out with the vault. Whatever songs is left, 8 minutes. They ain't going to get us but a couple of them because they're usually 5 minutes long. But which one we, the first two you think?
If you're not careful, and for you.
Those two will be great.
We'll end out on those two. There we go.
Yeah. Perfect. Roadwork and Be Deaf. Check them out. Great songs, y'all. Here we go. Hey, 5XL Radio, brand new. Thank you, Gary Strauss, for coming by, man. I really appreciate
it. My pleasure. That was great.
In a pinch, too. That was really nice. All right, y'all.
We're out.
Yeah.
I see you and your girl. She's staring at me straight in my eyes. And when I'm alone with her, she's telling me you ain't treating her right.
Treating her right. She's coming on to me, telling me she needs a little attention. Decision.
'Cause I don't really know you. If you're not careful, I'm taking your girl. If you're not careful, your girl's coming home with me. If you're not careful, I'ma have her in my bed. Saying I.
When you're thinking your girl's alone, she's probably sitting right by my side. Your other girls and telling me she ain't going home tonight.
She's coming on to me, telling me she wants a little refill. Yeah. So all I can do is tell you the truth. I'ma do what I gotta do. 'Cause I don't even know you. I'm taking your girl. Not careful, your girl's coming home with me. If you're not careful, I'ma have her in my bed. Saying
of success in your head. See what it look and really feel like to have that bread. You can create your own destiny by changing your thoughts. Eliminate your doubtful mind state and reach for the stars. In each of our hearts, God gave us a piece of himself. If you don't notice, you could miss a great measure of wealth. You can live in your own heaven with the blessings as promised. But it's all rested on you and how bad you really want it.
For you can stand tall. You can be a boss. You can have it all, but it's all on you. You can reach for the stars, see the world is yours. You can prosper more, but it's all on you. You can stand tall, you can be a boss. You can have it all, but it's all on you. You can reach for the stars, see the world is yours. You can prosper more, but it's all on you.
You can have that car, be that star, live that life, but success comes with a lofty price. Gotta retrain your brain to maintain a positive train of thought to elevate you to a higher plane. Non-believers see it as strange, but haters typically fear what they don't know or what they can't explain. You can attract every resource you need through focus and self-hypnosis and supersede with God's speed. The biggest thing holding you back is you,
Negative energy and self-defeating thoughts are the enemy. A transformation is taking place in every spirit. I'm manifesting a secret within these very lyrics. But it takes a lot of practice. Meditate, get it embedded, and take action. Eradicate any distractions, your blessings are due. Step out the dark, the light of God shines through. It's on you. You can stand tall, you can be unbound. You can have it all, but it's all on you. You can reach for the stars, see the world is yours. You can prosper more, but it's all on you. You can stand tall, you can be unbound. You can have it all, but it's all on you. You can reach for the stars, see the world is yours. You can prosper more, this but it's all on you. And I hope that you can see that it's worth it. What you losing if your current way of thinking ain't working? Open your third eye. Everything you want is in sight. Get your mind right and change the very course of your life. Don't let the struggle or the hustle leave you spiritually dead. Stop all the negative scenarios that play in your head. It's all nonsense. Most of what you make up yourself. It's your decision if your life is gonna be heaven or hell. Cancel the pity party. Living in the past can't advance you. Letting go of painful memories can make you brand new. It's time to strengthen your faith and your abilities. See that life can offer you endless possibilities. You can embrace the wealth by letting these words move you as motivation for self. Don't let guilt, shame, and fear beat you. Some days you gotta be your own cheerleader. It's on you. You can stand tall, you can be unbound. You can have it all, but it's all on you. You can reach for the stars, see the world is yours. You can prosper more, but it's all on you. You can stand tall, you can be unbound. You can have it all, but it's all on you. You can reach for the stars, see the world is yours. You can prosper more, but it's all on you. Success is a progressive realization of a worthy ideal. Every man is the sum total of his own thoughts. He is where he wants to be, even if he doesn't admit it. You gotta control your thinking. As you believe, so shall it be done unto you. Your limits are only mentally self-imposed upon you. Your ideas are worthless if not acted upon. Never think of what you fear. Peace.